In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Joyous Lord's Day to us all. There's something about this passage. There's a lot in this passage, actually, the gospel reading today, that stands out. One thing that has always bugged me is that they were out fishing, right? And when you fish, you put your nets in the water. And then when they were done fishing, i.e. putting their nets in the water, they went and they cleaned their nets by putting them in the water, which I always thought was interesting. It's like, didn't you just do that? You know, anyhow, I don't know how that works. I've never done that before. But we do see in the reading today, too, are these men, Simon, James, and John, or Peter, James, and John, who were out laboring all night to do something. And yet they couldn't get it, no matter how hard they tried. They couldn't accomplish the thing they set out to do. They couldn't find any fish. Their nets were empty. And they're washing them in the same water they just washed them in. How often have we all felt that way in our lives? How often have we set our sights on something, said, I'm going to accomplish this, and I'm going to do this thing, or I'm going to give up this thing, or I'm going to better myself in some way, and it just doesn't materialize? Because we find ourselves being like that tragic character in a story who gets up and just goes through life trying to get things done. There's nothing really meaningful. You know, the alarm goes off. Oh, go start the coffee. Or if you have a fancy coffee maker, start the self. And we just keep doing that. Repeat these days, endlessly trying to do things, living in futility. And, you know, I often think in life how often we think of the words of the King Solomon in Ecclesiastes, where he says that all is vanity and chasing after the wind. Have you ever driven on the road thinking that? I have. Like, this is really futile, you know, sitting in traffic, you know, with, you know, just going 10 miles an hour. This is vanity and chasing after the wind. And so our lives sometimes can seem meaningless, like we're just existing, not really living. We're trying to do things and we're failing, so we just exist. Then we also remember Solomon's final words at the end of Ecclesiastes, where he says, remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw nigh when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. And he ends with these words, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of all people. And I can't help but think that St. Peter was living such an empty, vain life, where he was just getting up, throwing his net out there, hoping to get some fish. You know, it was full of toil, washing his nets in the water he just dumped them into. And it produced very little. I don't know if you noticed, but he said, we've been toiling all night and we got nothing. We got nothing out of this. Nothing happened. His effort was in vain. It was all vanity. He was chasing after the wind. But then something miraculous happens, right? He encounters Jesus Christ, and Christ commands him to go back out into the deep waters. And he did this really miraculous thing. He followed God's commandment. He follows Christ's commandment. You know, Christ says, go do this. He says, you know, we just got there. We were out there all night. Nothing happened. We didn't get any fish, but at your command, I will go. So out of obedience, he does what Christ tells him to do. And in being obedient and acting in faith that this man, Jesus, knew what he was talking about, his labors then and only then produced much good. So, but what about us? We see this in Peter. We see ourselves in Peter, especially me. He's my patron saint. We see ourselves toiling and toiling and toiling all of our lives to accomplish something, anything good. And it seems like everything that comes out of us is a failure. Everything that comes out of us is empty. We keep stumbling. We keep falling. And then the Lord comes to us and says, no, go back out. But this time go out into the deep and cast your net out. And out of obedience, we do it. You know, I got to tell you, in the spiritual life, how many of you all have gone to do your prayers and you just didn't feel it? It's a lot of hands. See, my hand's up too, right? You just didn't do it. You didn't feel it. I imagine that's how Peter felt when he's like, I'm not going to find anything. I'm going to prove this Jesus wrong. We're going to sit there and cast our net. Nothing's going to come up. But out of obedience, we go and we do our prayers. Out of obedience, we come to church. Out of obedience to the word of Christ calling us to love, to forgive. We don't want to do those things. We tried forgiving before. It didn't work. We caught nothing when I tried to forgive last time. But he still commands us, you got to go out. And more so than going out and doing it, go out into the deep. Our faith is not superficial. It does require from us to go deeper and deeper each time, to dig deep into ourselves, to dig deep into the waters of our lives and find that which Christ is telling us to do. Choose today, in this very moment, to stop casting our nets in the shallow waters of this world, the emptiness of the mundane life, and instead, we choose to listen to Christ. We go into the deep waters. We obey his commands. And there we find true life. And there we find true life. You know, we're not here today just to be good people. We're here to be alive. I've said this, maybe I've said it before to you. I don't remember, but one of my, that song by Marvin Gaye, Inner City Blues. You ever listened to that before? He's going around saying, this ain't living. You can look it up later. It's really good. Motown. And that's what it is. What you find out there isn't living. What you find out there is the mundane routine, running from one pleasure to the next, just getting up, just surviving, just paying the bills, just getting by, numbing yourself so you can get up and go do it again. Go watch the next movie. There's nothing wrong with watching movies, by the way. But why are you using it to numb yourself so you can just get up and go to work the next day? Are you partying on the weekend so you can get up Monday and follow this boring routine of emptiness and shallowness? That's not living. This ain't living. And we go into the depths of our lives out of obedience. We say our prayers. We come to church. We try to fast to the best of our ability. We pray to the best of our ability. Forgive to the best of our ability. And we seek those deep waters, the deep waters that Christ is calling us to, out of the shallowness of life, because Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Through him, with him, and to him. That's the very thing to note about Christ. If you're doing anything in your spiritual life and you have not asked Christ to be with you in that moment, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard already, but it's going to be more hard if you don't have Christ there with you. He is the one who starts, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. We do it. We go on this journey with him, towards him, and by him. Only with Christ. The mundane gives a way to the heavenly. The empty is filled and our lives are overflowing like those nets today. And in Christ, we find that we are able to do that thing that we could not do on our own. Walk with Christ today. Do it. Walk with Christ today. We will receive him here shortly for those of us who are Orthodox in his body and blood. And I tell you, when you walk with Christ, you're going to eat him today. Sounds kind of gross, but that's what he said. Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part in me. We are going to eat his body and drink his blood, and he will be in us today. Walk with him today. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter what you feel, remember him in all things. And by doing that, by approaching the chalice in faith, or by just coming to church in faith, if you can't receive for whatever reason because you're not Orthodox, that faith will empower you to obey his commandments and to live your lives in him. And above all, my friends, receive Christ in humility. This is the King of all, the eternal Lord, who's coming to walk with us in our moments of trial, to cast the net of our lives into the deep, so that we draw up that which we could not find on our own. Receive him with humility. Receive him with kindness. And my friends, you can never be too kind. I've learned in my life, you can never be too kind. Receive him with fear at the awe that you are what you are receiving. And above all, my friends, receive him with love. And I will end with this. You all can relate to this because you're all human like me. But how many times of your life have you gone to love someone and find out you can't because you don't have it? He has it. Run to him and he will give you what you need to live that fullness of life, and to draw up a net overflowing. And you'll notice the net, the what Simon Peter caught was more than enough for himself. It spilled over into another boat, and both boats were so full, they're about to sink. And that's the promise we have today. Cling to that. Cling to that.
Cling to that thought that you will be filled with his grace if you obey and follow his commandments and allow him into your life. May God bless us as we embark on this heavenly endeavor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.